Hi, this is Alexis returning your phone call from Craft to Be Your Membership. How can I assist you?
Thank you. Yes, I was going to buy a gift membership for my mother-in-law. And, no, wait, she's not my mother-in-law. She's my son's mother-in-law. She's fellow grandmother. Anyway, I got the instructions on how to do it, but I wondered, like, as soon as I do it, because what the instructions said is to do it as if I was buying it for myself, but to put in her name and email and my payment information, name, address, email, etc.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have an account with us already?
Yes, I do. I have a premium.
Okay, what's your email address?
Jana Baus, J-A-N, like Nancy, A, B, like Bravo, O-U-C, like cat, and the number 6, at Gmail.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and can you verify your first, your last name, and your full home address for me?
Jana Baus, 5505 Calusa Avenue, Richmond, California, 94804.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. I do see that you do have a premium annual membership with us. That premium annual membership is set to renew on November the 8th of this year, and you said that you was trying to gift a membership.
Right, and I talked to somebody there, and he sent me a link with a discount for buying a gift membership and told me what to do. But my question for you is, when I pay for it, will she immediately get an email saying, "Welcome to Craftsy"? And will that email show what I paid for it?
So,
or will it just say it's a premium membership?
The email won't tell her the price that you paid for it, but
okay,
she will receive a welcome email to her email if you use her email. What you can do is, if you're trying to surprise her, you can use like another email so that she won't receive the welcome email. So maybe like use like an email that you don't use anymore. Like just think of one.
Uh-huh.
And then
right.
Once you tell her about the account, when she knows she have one, then you can call us back in and we can change it to her actual email.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow's her birthday, so I could just do it tomorrow.
Yes, you can gift it tomorrow
today.
On her birthday, and then she'll receive the welcome email.
Right. So I'm waiting for my daughter-in-law to send me her email because I don't even have that. We've always communicated by phone or text. So, it won't show what it, for sure it won't show the payment information.
It won't show what you pay for in the email, but if she go on her account and go to her, like, billing detail, like her membership, like what kind of membership she have,
oh, it'll
show that
she
paid the
$249. $249?
Whichever discount code that you received, I don't know what discount code he gave you, but whatever discount code that he gave, like if you did get the $249 discount code, whatever you paid for it, when she go on her account, and she go to, like, billing details or something then,
membership
details, it'll let her know what she paid.
Is that too far? I was given that discount because I was a previous Craftsy member for a long time, and so they offered, and then I guess I was a Blueprint member, and then I was given that $249 or, you know, really cheap.
So that's just a discount
price.
Code that we have going for the year. Only customers that can sign up for it would be anybody can sign up for it, but they're just a discount code that we are giving customers out. However, I don't know what discount code he gave you, but it probably would be either $5 probably, so I'm not sure because I don't know the numbers that he gave you for the discount code to tell you the price.
Yeah.
So,
For some reason, your voice is kind of breaking up, but do you have a code that you could give me that would be better? The one he gave me was the last one.
It was the what code?
The what?
You said what kind of, if he gave you a code, then that's the code that we use for the gift memberships. That's the code that we have to give out for the gift memberships.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a cheaper one available for me?
No, ma'am. So whatever code that you receive in your email for a gift membership, that would be the
mm-hmm.
code that you will have to use to give a membership
okay,
to someone.
Got it. Yeah. I wouldn't feel right doing the $249 membership anyway, because what kind of present is that, right? It needs to cost something more than that. So, all righty then. Okay, so yes, so she can look it up, but if she doesn't, and she'll need to, I have to create a password for her too, and then I guess she can change it whenever she wants to. Now, if I want to take my credit card off after I've paid for it, do I just call you, and or is there a way to delete my credit card so that when it's time to renew, they'll contact her, and if she wants it, she can pay for it?
So, what you would do is, if you don't want your credit card on file, after you sign her up for it, you'll have to call us in and give us her email. We'll pull up the
mm-hmm.
account. We'll turn the renewal feature off for you. So by
okay.
turning off the renewal feature, she won't receive anything about her account being expired or renewed, because the membership will automatically expire on that day whenever she renews. So if she signs up tomorrow, her membership will expire next year on tomorrow if you don't renew it. But if she can remember that her membership is set to renew, it's set to expire on that day, then she can call
uh-huh.
us on that day next year, and we can renew her membership
right.
that way.
And it would renew at the full price. So I
only
you know,
if we
I,
don't
I'm,
have promo offers going again next year.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. If I leave it on and leave my credit card in there, does she see my credit card information and everything?
If she goes, because it's basically just like her account, you just pay for her, so she'll have full access to everything.
Right, yeah, so I would want to take that off anyway, because that's not very secure to leave that on there, but I could leave the auto renewal on and then without a credit card, so they'll send a notice?
No, ma'am. So if you turn off the renewal feature, you're basically removing the credit card as well.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I just got – oh, there we go. My daughter-in-law just told me to send it tomorrow and gave me the email address. So, okay. So that's what I'll do then. I'll put it through tomorrow. There's no way to have a note come along.
No, ma'am.
I should get her on the email. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.